Right, let me just get this up and then I'll get some up on the computer as well.
Yeah. You've been doing that all over the place by the looks of it lately.
Been fucking mad. Proper fucking ankle cock.
Hi guys, welcome to this week's. Oh fuck it, it's not classified, is it? Hi guys,
There
nope.
it goes.
Hi guys, welcome to WhatApp. I'm here. My name is Richard Willett, and your name is?
My name is Gareth Vaughan Ike.
It is, and we are here with more WhatApps in the world because the world has gone mad, and we. This is how many years is it now? Four and a half.
Yeah, I don't think the world's gone mad now. It's just the world is mad, isn't it? It's
That's
just
it.
sort of remained at. Although it does try and outdo itself occasionally.
We're just commenting on it now, aren't we?
Pretty much. We've basically just said, we've done a massive sort of 3 years ago, a massive, oh my goodness me, look at that. And everyone's gone, whoa, look at it. And we're still stood in the place going, still like that. Whoop, just knocked my mic over.
What are you using to prop it up this week?
Nothing.
Oh, actually.
Nothing, actually. It's, I mean, it's broken. So it's just like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not ideal.
I mean, you know, we're a media outlet. What do you expect?
A surround sound.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's jump into the first one. You've got a personal story. I don't go anywhere, so I don't have any personal stories.
I've got a personal story. The personal story is that I have to do the laundry. Head over to supremecbd.uk, use the code WATAF, and you get 40% off everything. Amazing. Yeah, personal story. So basically, my phone is battered to pieces. I don't know if you can see that at home.
Jesus, what'd
the
you
camera's
do?
Smashed. It's just a mess, right? And so my contract had run out, so I was like, right, I need to get a new phone anyway. The software on it's crap for flying the drone. It's just a mess, right? So I got in contact with them and I said, I need a new upgrade. They went, okay. I was on the phone for 2 hours, mate. I'm not kidding. Everyone in the office will vouch for it.
I was there.
Like, I had
that
the
was
woman
last
on
week.
Speakerphone last week. I had her on speakerphone and I was literally like, oh, I'm going to blow my fucking head off. And she was asking questions that they didn't need to know. So it was like, you know, so how much do you earn per annum? How much is your mortgage? I was like, these are not questions I've ever been asked before.
What's the length of your shaft?
Before. It's just, anyway, it took forever. So they send a new phone out. It'll be with you on this day, right? So then I get a text from DPD saying, we tried to deliver your phone. No, you didn't. You didn't, because that thing that makes a noise when you press it, that's called a doorbell, and it didn't make a noise. So someone's lying, right? But the text said that it was being sent back to Three, the phone, right? So I phoned up Three. I went, all right. I said, the phone's being sent back for some reason. They're pretending they came round when they didn't, because delivery drivers now get given too many drop-offs. There's no way they can fulfill them all. So they end up just lying about two or three of them to hit the quota. I know that for a fucking fact. So I was like, right. So it was on its way back. So they went, oh, okay, well, you have to start your application again. I went, what? I was on the phone for like 2 hours with your colleague, mate. I can't be doing that again. Can you not just send me the phone back when it gets back to you? He went, the rules state that we can't send out the same phone twice, right? So I said, what are you going to do then? You're going to throw it away? And he sort of chuckled. I mean, he's a friendly enough lad, but he just sort of chuckled. It was like, but that wasn't a joke. I'm being honest, because if you can't send it back out again, what are you going to do with it? Use it as a fucking doorstop. What's the point? Right? So he goes, yeah, unfortunately, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to cancel your upgrade. I'll put you on a rolling contract. He said, then if you go into a Three store near you, I went, yeah, there's a couple around me. He goes, it gets better though, Rich. Go into a Three store, right? And then all you do your upgrade there, and then they'll just charge you for 2 or 3 days that you use the phone. So actually, you know, I was like, okay, fine, I'll do that. So I went into the Three store today, right? Sit down, guy's got a Palestinian flag on his top. I thought, all right, we can get on, me and you. And so I tell him the phone I want. I tell him the story. He says to me, oh, yeah, DPD do that all the time. I bet they fucking do, right? Then he goes, our computer says no. I went, go on. He said, oh, you're on a rolling monthly contract, so you're not eligible to come and get an upgrade until May. So I went, right, so he's put me on a contract and told me I can have a couple of days. But actually, I've got to stay on that for a month, and then I've got to come back to you in May. And all the whole time I've got, do you know what I mean? Smashed to bits.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's just that is like Sam's been on the on them with it as well. Are they, why do they make it so difficult for themselves?
It's just so annoying. And then I went from there to the dentist, and as I'm leaving, she said, "Oh, by the way, this was an additional hygienist appointment. This isn't part of your dental plan, so it's £67, please." "Oh, is it?
Well,
Oh, thanks.
afterwards,
That's good news."
so she told you that afterwards.
Yeah, so it's been a good day.
I thought when I got on and you said, "Oh, you've had a really good day," I thought you genuinely had a really good day, but
No,
that was
vicious levels
sarcasm.
of sarcasm on my part.
Oh, right. Oh,
Yeah,
dear.
but the things come in threes, aren't they? So hopefully, do you know what I mean? I'll get run over when I go outside.
Yeah, you
Bit of
probably
luck.
will. Yeah.
Bit of luck.
Fall on a needle out there in the car park.
Well, we're in the right area of Derby to be falling on needles, mate. Jeez Louise.
Well,
Honestly.
bloody hell. Well, I don't know how to compete with that. I don't have any stories in that sense, of home stuff, but we can get on with the what-haves
Let's do that.
out in the world. Musk and Malay are best mates.
Oh, I know, I saw that. Malay
Oh.
is just literally just fanboying all the mainstream alternative media, isn't he? Because him and Shapiro are doing podcasts and shit together.
Are they? Well,
I think
that
so.
makes sense because they're both Habadniks. I got that in early.
Here we go. Tower of Babel.
Yeah, Tower of Babel and all that. But they are. So Argentina's libertarian president, Javier Milei, and Tesla chief executive Elon Musk met for the first time on Friday, cementing a social media friendship between two firebrand free market proponents. I mean, who writes this shit? Known for rallying against government overreach.
Do you know who writes this shit? I reckon they write it themselves, man.
The exact inversion of what they do. They're both puppets of the same. What I want to point out with this, and I suppose my only thing is, Malay is a Habadnik, so basically he's a Sabbatean Zionist that's pushing for the Solomon's Temple. But then you've got Elon Musk, who's funded by the Qatar National Funds and the Saudi Royals. Now, you would have thought they might be enemies because over a little bit of land that they both want to put a little monument on. But they're not, are they? Because they all work out the same box.
Well,
So,
the Saudis are fucking Israel's bitch, aren't
yeah, but they're not supposed to be in the narrative, are they?
No, they're not.
So this is just a clear example of them just rubbing it in your face and expecting you not to bother looking at who funds them. Anyone who thinks that this isn't all orchestrated is an absolute muppet. So they're best mates now. So openly. So we're getting near the end boss. As you say, and the end boss isn't Israel, is it anymore? The end boss is, like, they did this in the wrestling recently. They had The Rock as the end boss. They actually called him the end boss. That was his,
Is he
like,
still
pun.
wrestling?
You sort of, he's actually quite good still, to be fair. Anyway, but they called him the end boss. So I think they must be listening to like our podcast, or at least you.
Oh, I
So they
just
called him
noticed.
the end boss. But then the Undertaker came out and then gave him a choke slam. So the kind of psychology was even the end boss has a boss. So I'm wondering who the end boss of Israel's boss is. Well, I think we probably know, but it's coming.
Holly Willoughby.
Yeah, what happened to her?
I don't know, she was replaced by India Willoughby.
All right, it'll be a Israeli wallaby next. But
Wallaby, mate.
they're all mates now, Milei and Musk. That was my first one, just to show anyone who's listening that these people don't actually care anymore, and it's so
No.
blatantly obvious that there's this Saudi Arabian kind of, let's have a mosque here, and let's all, but we want a temple here, is all just theatre. But imagine what's going to happen when they do take that mosque down. We're not going to be good, is it?
Elon Musk.
Oh, that's a really good headline, at least. If we're going out in a World War III, that's at least got to be the headline.
Elon Musk. Talking of like freedom warriors and stuff, do you see Dan Wootten's freedom list?
Oh, I didn't read the whole the list. I read
Mate, it made
some
me
of the names
laugh.
on the
It did make me
list.
laugh. For people around the world, Dan Wootten is basically, is he Australian or Kiwi? One or the
Guess,
other.
yeah, one or the other, yeah.
But he used to work for The Sun, so News Corp, Murdoch, so alternative. And then he got a gig at GB News, and then he ended up getting let go because he was under some investigation for having an alias, apparently. The accusation was he had an alias, which was blackmailing people. It was all very bloody weird.
It went
Anyway,
away though, didn't it? Was he the guy? Didn't he bully someone who ended up taking their own life?
Yeah, what was her face?
She's an
She
actress,
was
wasn't she?
no,
A
she was
singer?
a presenter of Love Island. What was her
Right.
name?
Yeah, I
Can't
know.
remember her name.
No, bless her.
But she had a big scrap with her boyfriend apparently, and then the tabloids went to town on her, and then she took her own life. And then he was very sad about it afterwards, and tweeted how sad he was, and then got pelters, obviously. He's the one that, when the Queen died, turned up to pay his respects with his hands like that, and he was like, just quietly reflecting, blah blah blah. And then someone replied saying, "I literally stood and watched you do four different takes of you posing and reflecting quietly. I'm not sure it's anything but a photo op, mate."
Oh, he's such a prat. Yeah, you gotta
Such a
ditch them.
prat. But he published his freedom top 50 freedom fighters, and honestly, mate, it is embarrassing. Malay's obviously on there. Musk is on there. Julia Hartley Brewer's on there, for fuck's
Oh.
sake, right? A jab pushing fucking Zionist shill. Wow. Freedom. But then, because he loves freedom so much, obviously he was out for James Whale's MBE celebration. James Whale is the one that looks like a pissed up Phil Mitchell, who is also a radio presenter, who was horrendous throughout Rona. Absolutely horrendous in terms of attacking anti-vaxxers and all that kind of stuff. He's just got an MBE for services to
How dare
Satan.
they? Yeah, well, exactly. The Saxo Coburg gophers, I call them. Like, it's how kind of how absurd is it that they've put it out? I mean, obviously they're trolling, aren't they?
Of course they're trolling, but what I find weird about people like Wooten, who cares so much about what people think of him, he has his photo taken four times paying his respects. He publishes this freedom list, which is obvious nonsense, but he's touting himself as part of the freedom movement. He's got his own freedom platform now and all this sort of stuff. And then he goes out to some fucking radio awards where he sits on a table with Julie Hartley Brewer celebrating the incredible James Whale MBE. And it's like, but this guy was such an ass out all throughout the whole of Rona and everything. He's an arsehole when it comes to Ukraine. He's an arsehole when it comes to Palestinians. He's just fucking attacks them constantly because he's in the club. And you're like, if you genuinely cared about freedom, Dan, what the fuck are you doing celebrating this dude? It's
Well, it,
insane. It's
exactly,
mad to me. It's me.
because.
It's like speaking out against like medical malpractice and medical negligence and medical murder, and then these are the top five medical establishment whistleblowers, and then the next day going, "I'm at Harold Shipman's fucking MBE party.
Which he would
What a
have
hero."
got, to be fair. He would have got. Who else? And what's his name there as well? Jeremy Kyle. Sitting in the corner with his little weird head. He looks like Jeffrey Epstein's uncle. So Jeremy Kyle's even there. He was one of the worst as well. So you've got a gaggle of prats that are getting an
Gaggle of prats.
award from a bunch of satanic prats awarding each other. I mean,
But
you
that's
kind
how
of
it
just got
works,
to
isn't it?
allow them to just get on with it. No one, like, do you know what I mean? No one's looking at that going, wow, these are amazing. Everybody's looking at it going, what a bunch of dickheads. So, just letting them get on with it. I mean, an MBE means nothing from a satanic occult bloodline that possibly does weird shit in a stone temple.
It means nothing in the sense, what makes me laugh is when you go back to the 60s. So you have like the 1960s Mavericks, anti-establishment Sir Mick Jagger and Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Because, do you know what I mean? When you're anti-establishment, you get given MBEs and Sir titles and shit, don't you?
Of course you do. Yeah, I mean, John Lennon gave his back, and then look what happened to him. So I'm not having that. I'll give that back. Yeah, he took him out on the doorsteps of the Dakota. Who else? Jimmy Savile got one. So you want to
Yeah,
be
he
in
got
that
more than
gang,
one.
don't you? We did you? You want to be in that gang of people. Like, if Savile's got one, you want
Has
one.
Gary Glitter got one?
I reckon he
Wanna be
probably.
in my
He
gang,
might
my
have done at
gang.
one point. To be fair.
Wouldn't surprise me, mate.
No, it wouldn't be surprised me either. There'll be a few that what who was it? Peter Ball was one of Charles' mates, and he had a twin brother, and they were both molesting children is it Church of England or something like that in Norfolk.
Well, that was Pell, wasn't it?
Pell, I thought it was Peter Ball.
Was it Peter Ball?
I think it was one of the Ball brothers, Ball Bags. Might be
I
wrong.
don't know.
But he helped him out by renting him a cottage or paying for his cottage for a while in Norfolk while he went into hiding. One of the they were twin brothers, these two priests or whatever they were called. And obviously you got Lord Mountbatten there as well, and you know Edward Heath and all of them lot. Heath got a knighthood, didn't he?
Oh, Sir Edward Heath, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they've all got one. It's a badge of dishonour.
It is.
Isn't it?
He's got balls. All right, this is the headline, Daily Mail.
All right.
He's got balls. Man, 31, dubbed the Testicle King, reveals how he lives on an insane diet of uncooked animal genitals and raw meat. But it hasn't put off his glamorous wife.
Oh, what's she look like?
Yeah, she's quite an attractive woman. Oh. But he basically just eats bollocks.
Where does he get all these bollocks from?
He's quite a handsome guy. He's in quite good shape. So, you know, but he's... it's weird, isn't it? Because I understand, like, maybe you go into a restaurant or a little street food vendor in, like, Vietnam or something, and you're like, what's that?
Yeah.
A sheep bollock. All right. Yeah, go on then, I'll try one. Go on then, because when in sheep bollock land, I'll try one. But this guy lives on a diet of them, of, like, raw goat bollocks.
Oh, Christ. Oh, Jesus.
He's well happy about it.
So where does he get all these from, man?
He's actually well happy about it.
Where'd you get your supply of bollocks from?
Local farm, mate, just goes over the fence. With a machete. Bosh.
I made my way through all of the Southern District farmers now. I'm running out of bollocks.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he's a vet. And so if people go, you know, I need to have my dog spayed, I'll come do it. Can we keep the bollocks? No, I've got to take them to be incinerated.
I mean, I know a guy will make use of them. I can't
when you
find
say
him.
Incinerated, do you mean air fried? Nope, I have them raw.
Oh, here actually. He is. I found him. So, there you go. He's got balls. Man 31, dubbed the Testicle King. What a great name. It's better than a knighthood, though, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah. That's Elvis. Elvis who?
King of Pop. Testicle King. Reveals he lives on an insane diet of uncooked... uncooked?
Yeah, he likes raw bollocks.
Oh, well, that's put me off. I was
when I feel my bollocks, though, Rich, they're relatively solid. So it's not like... How's he biting into that?
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
I mean, he's not, you know, to be fair, he's not eating my bollocks, so maybe these other ones are different. I don't know.
Play your cards right. A 30-year-old man from Philadelphia has been crowned the Testicle King by who? I don't know.
There you go, mate.
Knighted. Keep that sword out of the way. I know what you're like. Paulie Long, his name is.
Paul Long, and then cut him.
Who lives in Bali, Indonesia, with his wife, a 9-month-old son. He's sure he's your son. Has already tried bull, lamb and goat's testicles. Tried them all. He started eating raw meat, which has become increasingly popular, about a year ago to help with gut issues after being inspired by the Liver King. I've got a gut issue, so I'll tell you what. I might try and just a diet consisting entirely of raw bollocks.
So, but hang on, he's been inspired by the Liver King. There's a lot of king. There's a lot of body part kings going on here.
There is. Do you know what? She is an attractive woman, isn't she? I say that. I'm not being funny, but yeah, I do believe she is a woman. But it's hard to tell. I mean, he's in Indonesia. Come on.
Well, maybe that's the first bollock he ever had.
It was, yeah. We've got an operation going on. Missus has gone for an operation. Missus, yeah, Missus now. What do you do with the? What did they do with the testicles? What?
I've got gut issues.
Mr. Long, who's originally from Philadelphia, is engaged to wife Vania. That could be a trans name. They have a 9-month-old son together. Mr. Long has said the diet had given him better energy, better digestion, more strength and muscle, higher testosterone, a better mood stabilization, but terrible breath.
Did he actually say the last bit? Because that's amazing.
I made that bit up. But yeah, it was brilliant. It's a great story. It's a good find, that one. Enjoyed that. Yeah. But I don't like the fact
it flashed up on my laptop. Because I get notifications from so one's just come up now. Hair lice living in boys' eyelashes. Grim
Go
pictures.
On. Do it. Click it.
Okay. Where is it?
I wonder why these are popping up in your algorithm, to be fair.
I know. I don't. But then I clicked on it and nothing's happened. It was the Daily Mail. Daily Mail. Lice, eyelashes. Oh, Jesus. I mean, this is one way of getting what I've seen it. You just get them delivered.
Well, this
No.
is live. WhatAF live.
Grim pictures.
What?
Grim pictures show hair lice living in boy's eyelashes. The boy with hair lice in his eyelashes. Doctor shocked to discover cause of 3-year-old's itchiness. This story's from the 7th of July, 2023. Why is that just flashing up?
Because you haven't caught up on your eyelash stories. You're a bit behind, mate, to be honest. There's some weird
I mean,
stuff
there's a
coming.
lot going on here. 4-year-old girl in China has 20 pubic lice living in her eyelashes.
How did
There's
that
a,
happen?
I don't know, but given how many Daily Mail stories there are about lice living in eyelashes, you could literally just be their lice eyelash correspondent. You'd have a full-time job.
Mariana Springs, she can get work in the media, and then you can, mate. We all can.
I mean, that's grim, isn't it?
For what she? How did she get? Got genital lice in her eyelashes.
Pubic eyelashes. Well, I don't know.
What are pubic eyelashes?
I don't know. I'm
Butthole
confused,
hairs.
Lynn.
This one's even worse. This I saw this today, and actually, it's really disturbing. So go watch the video. This is true. I mean, I'm not 100% sure if this guy's completely dead. But he's there. He's almost there. In
Right.
and I've seen the video's there to watch. So in Brazil, a woman took her deceased uncle to a bank in Rio de Janeiro to try to withdraw a $3,000 loan, even pretending to talk to him, saying "sign here." And the video is of a guy that looks like he's obviously, bless his heart, died of some sort of possibly cancer, and he looks. They're saying that he's dead. And she's at the counter in, I mean, there's people in the background in the waiting room watching as she wheels her dead uncle up to the counter and pretends to chat to him to get him to sign a get him to sign the paperwork so she can get a £3,000 loan out. And he looks dead. I mean, if he isn't dead, he's very, very close to being dead. I mean, you're talking seconds. I'll send you it in the chat. There you go. You can see the picture
How
there.
did she get him to sign?
Well, I
Because
don't
the
know.
minute she
She was
picked, oh my
successful.
goodness me.
Yeah.
He looks like one of those bloody mannequins that you practice recess on.
It's a real person. That's her uncle, and he's probably she's propping his head up, so she's his head keeps going back, and she's pushing it up, and then she's pretending to sign. I mean, you get trouble getting your phone contract sorted. But imagine if
That
you
looks
took your
like
dead uncle in
looks
to.
like Livinenko, the one that was radio that was
It
poisoned.
does, yeah, it really does actually.
The
Something, I
fact
mean,
that someone behind the counter is taking a picture of it though goes to show that they're not. I don't think they're believing it, are they?
no, they're not, but why aren't you saying, hang on a minute, security? There's a woman who's brought her dead uncle in here and she's pretending to try. I mean, this is fraud at the very least. Can we get her out here? She's clearly mentally ill. She's they've gone on video in this for Twitter.
That's what I'd have done.
That's what I'd have done, to be fair, actually. Yeah, it'd brighten the
Yeah.
day up. I'd like to
Don't
say I
know
wouldn't, but that would get this one a wet off. But yeah, so the people I talked to about the incident here in Brazil were not surprised at all, and dryly replied, "Welcome to Brazil." Happens all the time, Gaz, in Brazil.
why.
God, what a world.
He doesn't love you, he loves your hole. Right. So this is Stacy. I'm assuming Stacy is. It says Stacy K, Stacy Cray, basically. What was the singer? Macy Gray.
Got to have a system.
Stacy is obviously one of those. Well, she uses the term cis, so she's obviously one of the woke gender nutcases. A lot of cis girls date and marry guys who would dump them without hesitation if they happen to have a penis. But they still think what they have is love. He doesn't love you. He loves your hole.
Go on, repeat that again. I got lost in there somewhere.
A lot of cis girls date and marry guys who would dump them without hesitation if they happen to have a penis. But they still think what they have is love. He doesn't love you. He loves your hole.
I'm still lost. Why am I still lost? Why can't I work this out? Come on, let's start the start. What's a cis person?
A straight person, basically.
Wait a minute. So what they're saying is Go again. I'm still lost. I'm sure people listening to this are annoyed at me.
So a lot of heterosexual girls date and marry guys who would dump them without hesitation if they happen to have a penis.
But they wouldn't be girls then.
Well, Stacey doesn't agree with that.
Stacey's an idiot, but carry on.
But they still think what they have is love. He doesn't love you. He loves your hole.
So we say he only loves you because you've got a vagina, but if you had a penis and a bollocks, like all the other girls that I know, he wouldn't love you. He's only using you for your female genitals.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. God, that was hard to work out. That really was hard
to work out.
Yeah,
that's basically it. So straight guys only fancy straight women because they've got a hole.
Which
they
one?
They don't care about them as a person or whatever. I mean,
so it's her way of saying any hole's a goal.
What I like about this is that a lot of cis girls date and marry guys who would dump them without hesitation if they happen to have a penis. So what I'm confused about is how many guys have married women and then found out that they have a penis so that they can dump them without hesitation.
Well, she's done her research, I assume.
I've got to say, I wouldn't be massively into it if Gemma had a cock.
But surely you'd find that out.
As the original poster that's quoting this points out, it says, yes, that's how heterosexuality works. That's very much... So you could flip that and you go, do you know what? A lot of gay guys would dump you without hesitation if you happen to have a vagina and you still think what you have is love. He doesn't love you.
He only loves your other hole.
He loves your...
brown hole.
He loves your pecker.
Right.
It's the same thing, isn't it? It's like... Also, a lot of men and women want to have children and procreate and have families. And if your wife's got a cock, that throws a bit of a spanner in the works there, doesn't it?
Yeah, is you ever try to hammer a nail in with another nail? You can't.
I'm not into docking.
No, I'm not into docking either. I haven't tried it, but I...
I can't say as I have, but if you Google it, it sounds painful.
What is it?
It's where you whack the cock down the hole of the other cock.
Oh, we've covered so many topics on this podcast. I think we've actually covered this one before.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'd be annoyed if we hadn't covered it after this many years of doing it, to be honest.
Right now I know what that is. I forgot that. I blocked that out, or blocked that in, or blocked that up, or had some blockage there.
But I guess for women out there, cis women out there, next time... You know, you've had a great night with your fella and he's just, you know, ejaculated inside you. He's really passionate and he rolls off and he tells you he loves you. Just remember, he doesn't love you. He loves your hole.
Yeah. And whatever hole he's used, it's that specific hole.
So never forget.
In your butt, in the ear, in the eye. It doesn't matter. He just loves one of those holes. And maybe all of them. Maybe just greedy. Maybe uses you as
maybe
a Sith.
To him, you are exactly. You are just a colander. That's all you are.
Colander Girl. That's what you are.
Good film, that was, Colander Girls.
It was great. It was great. This made me laugh. Where is it? Horseplay. Computers.
Horseplay, here we go.
You like a good horse story, don't you?
I do. The horse doesn't love you, it loves your hole.
But what else do you love alongside horses? What's your other passion?
Walking. I like walking.
To where?
Go on, old railway lines.
Well, yeah, I'm combining the two here. So we've got a train horse story here for you.
Yeah,
come on. Commuters at a train station in Australia were left doing a double take as an escaped racehorse joined them to wait for a passenger service.
It's a clever horse. Has it got a ticket?
I don't know. Let's, I guess, read on. The rogue animal turned up at Warwick Farm Station, New South Wales, and trotted down to the platform before pausing ahead of the train's arrival when it stood behind the yellow line. I'm just... What are you here for? Where are you going?
Mind the gap.
Where you go? You can't... Have you been to the toilet before you get on? Because if you do a shit, that's going to definitely block up those toilets. They ain't going down that little... whomp hole. Footage shared by Transport for... I love that they share this. like, we've got to get this out, for NSW shows shocked commuters stepping back as the horse made its way past just before midnight on the 5th of April. It was just imagine being there waiting for your train. Fucking hurry up, you're always fucking late. What the... Anyone else? I mean, I've been out all night on the old...
How many of you had?
Yeah, how many of you? And I don't fancy yours much. The transport authorities saw the funny side as they shared an update with the incident on Facebook. I love it. Straight to Facebook. Facebook, get Facebook up. In a post about a missing individual, they wrote, a massive, what? He was reported to be wearing only a rug and demonstrating a bit of horseplay. That's their pun. Horse turned up. They didn't say where the horse came from or how they got the horse back, but the horse just appeared out of nowhere and stood waiting for the train. You must have thought, I really am having a stroke. I shouldn't have had that third vaccine.
I like it. I think it's clever. Well done, horse. It's waited behind the line. I don't see why. Are there any rules within the transport system in New South Wales that a horse isn't allowed to get on a train?
You're asking the wrong guy. I don't know much about trains or horses.
If I walk on with a horse and I say, it's all right, I'll have two, please, and I buy the horse a ticket, it's all paid up, it's fine, isn't it?
I think it is. I just don't know how you're going to get the horse on them trains, especially in East Anglia. These horses, these trains are quite small. It's quite ironic, though, that the horses used to pull the carts, and then suddenly now the carts are pulling the horses.
There's a metaphor there somewhere.
There is a lesson to be learned there somewhere. But yeah, I thought that one was nice. I thought you enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I like that. This one has amused me slightly.
A little bit.
Just in people's reactions to it. So the Dubai floods, obviously, people have seen that. They're kind of crazy. Now, they openly cloud seed in the Emirates. There's no secret about that. Mm-hmm. Although it did make me laugh. When people start saying, well, yeah, this isn't climate change, mate, as in, you know, Greta-style climate change. This is you changing the climate by seeding clouds. The BBC, obviously, would love to have denied it, but they can't because it's common knowledge. So they said, basically, yeah, they were cloud seeding. Yeah, they were cloud seeding on Monday and Tuesday. But... on the Wednesday, the day of the flood, there was no cloud seeding.
Well, they'd run out by then, had it?
They ran out. So you're like, okay, so are you admitting it's cloud seeding or are you saying it's not? I don't know. So then I basically just posted that, you know, people that think it's conspiracy theory are going to have a wild time when they learn about what the RAF did to Lynmouth in 1952. And what they did is they cloud seeded there. Bear in mind, this is in the 50s. And they created a flood through the village of Lynmouth, which is in Devon, and it killed about 36 people, these floods. It's like crazy. It was the RAF did that. And I got massively like, oh, this is fucking bonkers. What a load of nonsense, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's literally in like declassified government MOD files. Like, it's, what are you talking about? I mean, the fucking Guardian admitted it happened, for crying out loud. And so it just made me laugh because it made me think like, actually, there's some people whose hatred of conspiracy theories or anything alternative or perceived to be alternative is so strong that they will deny its existence even when you show them evidence of it. So actually, what's the fucking point?
There isn't any point because they don't want it to be true. But also, then people that are commenting on that, that's a knee-jerk reaction. They've done no research. They're not going to go, oh, God, I better go and look that up. Let me try and find three sources to make sure that it is either legit or it's not, and then I'll come back and post my comment. But they're not going to do that, are they? They go, you are a fucking idiot.
Well, one guy made me laugh because he posted just going, can you send me a link so I don't have to search for it? That made me laugh.
What do you mean?
I'm going to charge you minimum wage then for going out and doing more work for you.
Can you just send me a link? Says, no, go and do your own fucking research.
Yeah. But another one was like, what a maniac, me being a maniac for pointing out something that happened. what a maniac. We used to be able to get away from the pub nutter because you could just walk to another pub, but now basically you're everywhere. And it's like, I don't know what to say to that.
It's just they're not you, they're on the other end.
But it's also, it happened.
And also, what has it got to do with what he's saying? Like, what is he? He's done no research. He hasn't looked into it. Why does he care so much? Like, well, why is he sitting at home getting so angry about an opinion that someone else has that he doesn't know?
Well, exactly. But I guess what it comes from is that there's years of laughing at chemtrails, laughing at geoengineering. What a bunch of tinfoil hat wankers. Mm. Oh, they are doing it. Oh, okay. So I can either go, I was a bit of a knob, wasn't I, for like 10 years. Fuck. Yeah. Or you can just say, you're a maniac.
Yeah.
I bet, just double down, triple down, quadruple down.
With a picture of not themselves and a name that's not theirs. It usually is. I refuse to talk to these morons because they can't even be bothered to put their own name to it. But yeah, again, it's out there. I mean, they did it in Vietnam. Didn't they do it in Vietnam? And that's how they killed a lot of. They basically tried to win the war. One of the sides did. I think it's the US did it in Vietnam and tried to flood a load of people out with weather modification technology, which is well known now.
That sounds like something nice that the Americans would do. The Americans are nice in war, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's again, you said that there was only a couple of weeks ago they talked about cloud seeding. They've been emitting this for a while. So, yeah, they can change the modify the weather, clearly, obviously, and even officially. So, yeah, these people are going to have to try and sort of, well, do what they want, really. They're never going to want to know because it doesn't make any difference in the long term. What is their opinion?
Oh, yeah, I'm not bothered. It made me laugh. It was just like, like we've said before, you can lead a horse to the train station, but you can't stop it shooting itself in the head. And this is what it is with people. Like, and it used to annoy me. I used to be there like, is he being freaking serious? I've literally just showed him the evidence.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'm just like, well, yeah, all right.
Yeah. And it is a kind of discipline that you have to kind of keep to and stick to, especially on social media. So like, even I have to kind of refrain myself from even commenting on other people's things. Like this one made me laugh. Like, so his name, this is his official name, this is his Christian name, or his Jewish name, or whatever he wants to call himself. Jew on Shabbat, that's apparently his real name. Obviously, this is not an account that's showing a real person, or a person that's actually claimed to be him. So he said, so this is a picture of the San Francisco Bridge, and pro-Palestinian demonstrators shut down both directions of the Golden Gate, bridge Monday, and stalled a 17-mile, 27-kilometre stretch of Interstate 880 in Oakland. Now, I don't kind of agree with them doing that. People got to get to work. People got to get to places.
Yeah,
that's not the point.
I don't like that either.
No. But again, what made me laugh was his comment. How do so many people have free time like this? The rest of the adults are working. So he was annoyed that basically they weren't at work. That was his thing. Nothing to do with, because they were pro-Palestinian. Obviously, if they would have been pro-Israel, he'd have been fine with it. But because he was annoyed, so he said, what can I get at this? Because they're obviously quite right about the genocide that's going on in Gaza and has been going on since 1947. But what, they aren't at work. Why aren't they at fucking work? He was annoyed that they weren't at work. So that was his annoyance.
Do you want to have a look at the unemployment levels? That's why they're not at work.
Because you just shut the world down for fucking months on end because no one's got any jobs, which is part of the issue that your guys are actually making happen. How many people, and I don't mean the Jewish, I mean the Sabbateans, how do so many people have free time like this? That just made me laugh. That was the first thing that came to mind. Why aren't they at work?
Also, people have, I think, generally around about 23 days, at least 23 days holiday a year.
Also, people work nights.
They've taken the day off, mate.
People work nights. And it's, what has it got to do with you, whether they're at work or not? Because, and I put in there, I commented, and I probably shouldn't have done, but was, so are you're annoyed that they aren't at work, which is just funny, but also you're annoyed that they're not at work earning tax dollars for the blood nobility, black nobility families to just sit at home and drink blood and masturbate into coffins. Like, you're annoyed that they're not earning tax dollars. That's what they do, guess.
What a life.
Yeah. Something doing it when you've
whacked
got that
into a coffin. Did you want more from life when you were younger? What, more than wanking in a coffin? No, it's all I've ever wanted.
My grandfather did it. My great grandfather did it. My kids are gonna do it when they grow up. This is what we do. What do you do? You're not work, are you?
No, I'm on a bridge protesting.
I want 17% of that money that you earn that hour. So he's annoyed that and he'll be someone who's taxed as well. So he's a slave, protesting that he's not enslaved enough. without actually understanding that he's protesting for his own enslavement.
Well, that's the point. That's what all these people are doing generally, by trying to prop up the establishment in its many guises, is actually just building their own fucking Auschwitz and their own fucking Alcatraz. Yep. And they realize that they're doing it. It's fucking madness.
It is. Yep.
And, you know, when it comes to the technological side of it, literally building your own fucking prison, literally using your intelligence and creativity to create your own demise.
I know. It's sad. On
the subject of Israel, Palestine, Iran, that obviously is fucking crazy to me. So Israel, out of nowhere, bombs the Iranian consulate in Syria, killing 16 Iranian nationals, right? So Iran then sends some drones over, but gives them like fucking 24 hours notice or some bollocks. It's just a bit of saber rattling, I think. It was just a way of going, you know, we can fight back. But then Israel is then now thinking about how best to respond. It's like, well, hang on a minute. You punched them in the face, so they punched you back, and now you're trying to work out how to respond to them punching you back. But you threw the first punch, dude.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? This is how wars happen.
But that's the thing. There's very little coverage, obviously, of the bombing of the Iranian consulate, because, you know, Israel could do what it wants. But then when Iran fires back, then obviously there's condemnation the world over. But the video I found amusing was the one of David Cameron, former Prime Minister of UK, now, you know, fucking envoy or foreign secretary, whatever the fuck he is, foreign secretary, isn't he? He's being interviewed. I'm not sure who it is, actually. It's English. Is it Channel 4 News? Whoever it is who's interviewing him. Basically, he's going off on one about Iran, and he's saying this is Iran in black and white. This is what Iran's done by sending these drones over and stuff. This is who we're dealing with, you know, this horrendous, you know. So then the interviewer goes, well, how would you respond? How would Britain respond if an adversary flattened our consulate?
Hmm.
Right? It's a good question. He goes, well, we would take very strong action. You know what I mean?
It's like, where did the cognitive block there go?
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's punched him in the face. He's punched him back. And the fact he's punched him back goes to show just what an absolute bastard he is. But what would you do if he punched you in the face? Well, punch him back. It's like a bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, of course
I'm watching it going, I mean, like the engine's running, but there's no one behind the wheel, is there?
No, but that's why they've been put in that place, because there is no one behind the wheel. For the vast majority of them, some of them will know exactly what's going on. Some of them, there is nothing behind the wheel. No, they're free fall. And they've done so many things that they should be in prison for that they would be in prison for if they decided to speak out against it. It's way too late. They sold this. They took the Sam Smith option decades ago, didn't they? And they're like, it's too late for them to have a thought of their own.
Mate, Cameron would love it. That guy who's the testicle king, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
If they were pig bollocks, Cameron would be all over it.
What was he do? Because they did a Black Mirror version, like, episode of that, didn't
they? Yeah,
they did.
Remember? Yeah, he did. Yeah, it was weird. Shag a pig.
I remember. Yeah, it was gross. But yeah, the Black Mirror episode, all about it. And yeah, and they did quite a few episodes that have unfortunately started to come true.
If it's that order,
yeah.
You know, how much does that lad know? I mean, let's have it right. He was behind the fucking opening ceremony of the London Olympics, which is one big fucking symbolism.
Was he? Okay, I didn't know that.
He was the same guy.
Well, that's just revelation of the method, isn't it? And it's just predictive programming then, quite frankly.
Yeah. There you go.
Thames Valley Police said staff initially thought their vehicles had developed a fault after hearing a noise at a Rhodes police base in Bicester. Bicester. Where's that? Oxfordshire.
Oxfordshire, yeah.
A video filmed at the site in Oxfordshire and posted on social media shows the bird chirping in a tree before they're replicating the sound of two sirens. They were confused. This is the state of our police service in Oxfordshire, by the way. They got confused. They thought their cars had gone faulty because a bird was replicating the sound of their sirens.
So is that a live bird then? Is that what they're called? Was it a lyre bird or something? There's a bird.
There is.
It's amazing. If you go on YouTube and search it, like, it makes the sound I remember there was one real powerful thing where in Brazil it was making the sound of fucking chainsaws. Because obviously they're cutting down loads of the rainforest, aren't they? And it was just, it's just mad. It just replicates the sound exactly.
Could be, could well be. Isn't the liver bird the one on the front of the Liverpool
Yeah, that's the one
Liverpool?
in Liverpool. So I think,
Yeah,
is it a lyre bird?
might
I
be.
think that's why it's called it,
Sound
because
it.
that's how it gets its prey, I think. It imitates the sound of whatever, so then they come over to it.
So he was trying
And then
to
it has
eat the
a,
policeman.
which is basically similar to what the Israelis were doing. I forgot about that a couple of days ago, where they were going around basically playing, they were playing the sound. Yeah, lyre bird it's called. They were making the sound of babies crying. And so people would come out their houses to investigate, and
No.
they were yeah shooting them. It's like just some fucking
How
crazy shit going on.
fucked up is that? Wow. That's horrific. The
Yeah.
forces said that the copycat was 100% real and not a fool, a late April Fool's joke, and added the officers were left a little confused. It just makes me laugh that these are supposed to be investigative. These were the detectives, by the way.
The bright the best and brightest of Oxfordshire Constabulary.
Detect.
He's fucking mocking us.
Have you left your car on again, Bill? They're all called Bill. Old
Bloody
Bill.
bird, isn't it? Bird's taking a piss out of my sirens.
It added, it's so accurate they've been left thinking the sirens were faulty on the cars. From our workshop that tests out the two-tone tune to officers deploying to jobs, this little fella has been sat patiently observing the noise to recreate it. It just made me laugh that they was really that confused. Like, these are the guys that are supposed to be protecting you, but they were absolutely confused and thought their cars were faulty because of a bird in the tree outside. So, what are you doing? You've been busy today. Oh, just the fucking car alarms keep going off every
That's all
time.
the local drug dealer just needs that then. Just get a bird. That'll fool them.
Stick it in a tree that's nowhere near the bank that they want to go and rob, and then they'll think their car's gone faulty, and they'll drive there thinking, who left the car there?
Who, who, who? Talking of banks, Rich, this is my last one. It made me laugh because we've spoken about it for ages. So they want rid of cash, don't they? They want rid of cash, you want, you know, completely digital currency and whatever, but they need to sell it to us. And so a lot of selling that change to us is about predictive programming, as you've mentioned, where you kind of you give people the illusion that other people don't like it, so then you try and fall in line with other people. It's what they were doing polls throughout COVID, wasn't it? It was like 85% of Britain support lockdowns. No, they fucking don't. No, they don't. But if I don't want to be, I don't want to be a Farah, I don't want to be a part of a fucking minority. So shit, yeah, I agree with them as well. So using cash, right, is far more damaging psychologically than using cards.
How?
Well, they say that if you just go boop on a card, you don't actually process the fact that that's cost you money. I mean, you've got to be a bit of a div to realize that's not cost you money. Whereas if you hand over cash, like you're literally handing over, you know, currency and it's leaving your hand, and therefore that's very damaging psychologically.
You're really. You've. Why are you upset today, Jen? I spent money. You spent money.
Yeah, my own. I earned. On what? On stuff I want.
How's that
Well, that's the
psychologically
thing, isn't it?
damaging?
Yeah, it's not, how is it psychologically damaging? Handing over cash. Do you want this? Yes. It's going to cost this much. There it is. Let me have it. Oh, for fucking hell.
Look, cut myself. It's. I don't. So.
But you know
What's more
what?
disturbing is people have got paid to write that shit.
Oh, exactly. Got paid in cash. They before they were doing this whole push on digital currency, they were telling us the opposite to that. Which was that if you went on a night out and you only used your card, so you were just going boop, boop, boop all night, you would then wake up in the morning and have the horror of checking your bank account and going, oh my God, how much did I spend?
Which is
Which,
quite psychologically damaging, but also
yeah.
it's kind of like teach you a lesson.
Yeah, don't get pissed and boop.
At least for a week. Let's get to it again.
Yeah, but so it's just funny, isn't it, how it flipped?
Yeah.
It's now worse to use cash when actually before it was better to have cash because at least you could only take out the amount you could afford, and once you'd spend it, you'd spend it, and you'd go home. As opposed to whacking yourself in your overdraft when you when you've you're half cut on Jägermeisters, but that is flipped now. Everything's flipped.
So what is damaging, though, is that the fact that someone, you can drop your card and anyone can spend £30 a time on your card.
100.
100 now.
100 now, mate.
What a stupid thing to do. What a stupid concept. And I thought having the chip and pin for ages, like until I was made to have it in terms of having a card at all. It's like, I every time I use it, I have to check like 5 times to make sure the card's in the fucking wallet. Because you can drop it on the floor. Like, I don't, there's no security. Why would you get rid of that security? It makes no sense.
It was 20, wasn't it? And they put it up to 30.
Right.
And then during the Rona, another fucking thing that the Rona did, because you can't possibly touch stuff. Oh, now I press the button, I'm going to die. So you have to just go boop. But I want to spend £38. Okay, we'll put it up to 100 then. So now, like I say, yeah, if you drop your wallet, some lad can pick up that fucking card and within 10 minutes, he spent 100 quid in 5 different shops. He's done your 500 quid. Yep. It's fuck all you can do about it.
And you need to figure it out very, very quickly. It's just the most stupid thing I've ever heard. It's like taking the handle off your front door because it's a bit annoying trying to pull it down to get in. If we just take that handle off, because every time I come in, I've got to unlock the door, go in, and remember to lock it later so someone don't come in and molest me in the night. Sometimes I don't mind that, but it's like, take the handle off of everything. Just take rid of all security. Do you know what, actually? Get rid of all security on everything and watch me all the time. Surveillance on me all the time to just make sure I don't have to worry about what I'm doing, because you'll know and you'll tell me if I'm in the wrong because you've been watching me all the time. Just let me just sit here like this and take me to the bank and I'll get you sort of a loan out.
I'll get you a £3,000 loan, yeah.
Yeah.
Open the borders as well while you're at it, because fucking fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck it. It's totally ridiculous. That borders thing made me laugh. It's because like they're opening the borders. And they're going, oh my god, all these people are coming in and they're immigrating in. Also, they're opening up portholes in CERN. So not only are we getting immigration going through the roof, but actually people are coming in from other bloody realms now. Fucking hell. Get them all in here. Jesus.
Fucking hell. It's getting crowded.
Exactly. Last one I've got. This was a bit sad. This young girl, so you know I go on about Michael Jackson and Dave Geffen and all that lot. And if I can combine it with Herbad Lubavitch and Tower of Babylon, I will do. But this young girl, Kylie Marisa Roth, she was probably in her late 20s, has been found dead and of no cause of death given. She was a TikToker, whatever that means. And she was recently uploading videos exposing Oprah and Dave Geffen's involvement of trying to cancel and smear Michael Jackson. And I was been talking about this stuff for quite some time, but she's found dead and no one knows why. And she was a young girl, no reason to be found dead. And it's still a mystery as to what happened to her. But she was, she had a very big channel, like she had millions of followers, but she was exposing Oprah and Dave Geffen's, not just in the Michael Jackson situation and the fact that he's running Hollywood and the whole kind of CIA Laurel Canyon thing behind it, but she just turns up dead.
Well, mate, they're countless numbers, isn't it? Over the years, if you think about it.
Yep.
You know, during the Rona, I remember that rapper talking out about the vaccine and then fucking gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's, yeah, sad, very sad.
It is very sad, but it just goes to show that these things are very much happening as well. But yeah. That's a bit of a downer at the end. There's
fucking
no
hell.
Horses getting on trains involved in that story or anything.
We could have started with that and then, you know, tried to recover with eating bulls and horses at train stations and shit.
I did mess up there. Let's try and beat up a last one. Surely this is illegal, Elon Musk says. American elections should be for Americans, not for foreign billionaires influencing our politics.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, it's ironic, but yeah.
Wait, ironic coming from him.
Yeah,
the guy that's funded by Qatar National Funds and the Saudi Royals, and in bed with Milei, who's in bed with Israel, who basically control the UK and US politicians. It's like he's trolling again. Got to be.
Yeah. Full of shit.
Full of shit. Where can they get their CBD from in case they are full of shit or they happen to be dead and trying to get money out of a bank or they're a horse trying to get on to train or they're eating bollocks most of the day?
They can go to supremecbd.uk. They can use the code WTAF and they get 40% off all the products in the range.
And what would you like to leave the audience with this week, your pearl of wisdom?
Don't be a dick.
That's the best one.
It's the best one, isn't it? Just that's life philosophy. That's the Ten Commandments, just bound down into one. Don't be a dick.
Try not to be a dick.
Try your best not to be a dick. Try a little bit. But not if it's too much hassle. Do you know what I mean? If it's too much hassle, just be a dick. But if you can, and it's convenient, and it fits with your schedule, don't be.
So here you can see how the Ten Commandments turned into a whole fucking book, because it could have just been Ten Commandments, but then you realise that there's caveats to everything.
Yeah, and it just ends with, I don't care. Do what you like. Be yourself, mate.
See you later.
Bye.